What's up, space pirates? This is your Admiral, the ever-charming Dr. Disaster. And things are getting real for the people over at Ubisoft right now. They've suffered failure after failure at that dismal company, and now it looks as though the rumors that Ubisoft is going to be bought out are becoming much more than rumors.
Oh my God! Okay, it's happening! Everybody stay calm!
The mainstream media are now reporting that talks between Ubisoft and Chinese company Tencent have been progressing quite a bit to the stage that there's only one sticking point really holding them up from completing the deal. In fact, in another sign that the company is likely going to be sold off, the stock price of Ubisoft just starkly jumped up and erased pretty much all the losses that they suffered in the past month or so. This might sound like good news, but considering the context, it's a sign that investors have no faith in Ubisoft and are only investing to get the free tendies from a potential buyout.
Do you trust me?
I'd rather roast an L.
You see, if Ubisoft does get bought out by Tencent, and if Tencent absorbs the company under the umbrella of their own flagship, then Tencent has to pay all the investors 100% of what their stock is worth. So some people are expecting this deal to go through, and they are expecting to get a nice payout. But like I said, there appears to be only one sticking point: the Guillemot family, you know, the same jackasses who have utterly run this company into the ground. They want to retain control over Assassin's Creed. Yeah, I highly doubt that Tencent is going to spend the billions required to acquire Ubisoft only to allow the morons who ruined the company's brand to stick around. That would be like buying an abandoned building and then not doing something about the rat problem. You just wouldn't do that. It makes no damn sense. But of course, nothing that Ubisoft has done for the past few years has made much sense, which is why we're here in the first place. These guys in the Guillemot family have zero leverage here, and while I wouldn't be surprised to see them retain some sort of honorary title and a large stake in the company, I expect the chances of them keeping control of Ubisoft to be basically non-existent. Once Tencent acquires Ubisoft, they'll likely look at many of the plans that these bozos have been making, and they'll say,
"You are terminated."
Alrighty then, let's talk about Ubisoft getting bought out by Tencent. First off, I gotta say, I'm fairly thrilled that this is potentially happening. As much as I generally dislike the idea of elements of Western culture being bought out by the Chinese, the thing is that these corporations in the West have gone insane to the point that they can no longer be trusted as the stewards of these important cultural properties. These days, I have more faith in a Chinese company to get it right with something like Assassin's Creed than I do one of these Western progressive dogshit companies. I mean, look at Marvel Rivals, developed by NetEase, another Chinese company. That game came out just the other day, and it has a lot of people absolutely loving it. The characters in that game haven't been race-swapped, they haven't been made purposely ugly, and they don't even talk about sexuality, so we don't have any LGBT stuff shoved into our faces. It's just a simple game where a bunch of Marvel characters fight each other, and they look cool doing it. Marvel characters have not been treated that well in years. Or look at Black Myth Wukong. Once again, this game was developed by a Chinese company, Game Science, and they aren't trying to lecture us or tell us that we're evil or anything like that. They just made a fun game about a Monkey King kicking ass and taking names. And over the past year or so, these Chinese developers have developed my trust. So, while I'm not completely convinced that Assassin's Creed would be fixed or anything like that if Tencent bought them out, the chances of them being fixed grows to be much likelier though. But let's read about the news of this buyout progressing in this article here from MSN, where the headline says, Ubisoft buyout talks are reportedly progressing, but there's one small hitch. The Guillemot family wants to stay in charge, but Tencent isn't so sure about that. The possibility of some sort of major shakeup at Ubisoft grew a little more distinct today as Reuters reports that company shareholders are now looking at how to structure a buyout of the company that, ironically, would leave the founding Guillemot family in control. The possibility of a buyout was first reported in October, although at that point it seemed more of a kick-around idea than anything else. Ubisoft is in trouble, and something, just about anything, needs to be done. This new report, citing two people familiar with the matter, sounds like more of a concrete step forward, in the sense that there is an active push toward making it happen. The sticking point, according to the report, appears to be over who's left in charge if a deal is done. Sources cited by Reuters say the Guillemot family, which founded Ubisoft in 1986, want to retain control of the company. Tencent, Ubisoft's second largest shareholder and the Guillemot's presumptive partner in this boardroom boogie, wants more to say in board-related matters and is reportedly waiting for an agreement on that front, which, as I take it, essentially means capitulation before committing to financing the deal. It's an interesting spot for the Guillemots. Ubisoft fought a protracted war several years ago to maintain its independence from Vivendi, the French media conglomerate that launched a hostile takeover bid in 2016, and the CEO has been clear in subsequent years that he has no interest in being acquired by anyone. Well, when your games sell as badly as Ubisoft's games have, and when the stock price for your company subsequently tanks like it did, oftentimes what you want and what you get become two different things. People like this are so used to getting their own way all the time, but something has got to give. This company is damaged goods. As the article here says, Ubisoft is struggling badly right now. Sales of Star Wars Outlaws, which should have been a surefire hit, were softer than expected. And Assassin's Creed Shadows, the next addition to Ubisoft's biggest and most popular series, was delayed for 3 months at the last minute, from November to February. And of course, what they don't say is that one of the primary reasons that those games have failed is because of self-inflicted wounds by a company that courts controversy because they are true believers in the Church of Wokeness. As an example, Star Wars Outlaws would have sold much better if K-Vess looked like this. But the sewer creatures from the company HR department would have thrown a fit, so the company capitulated and she ended up looking like this. But anyhow, the article continues, more recent news has not been better. Earlier this week, Ubisoft pulled the plug on XDefiant, its planned Call of Duty competitor. An especially ugly move because it happened less than 3 months after executive producer Mark Rubin insisted XDefiant is absolutely not dying. The end of XDefiant also resulted in the layoff of up to 277 employees and the closure of two production studios. All of that is bad news for gamers. It really isn't. It's potentially very good news, but it is bad news if you're into progressive shit being forcibly placed into all these games. But anyhow, the article continues, but the real issue is Ubisoft's financial position. The company's share price has slid from a high of more than $85 in early 2021 to just over $13 today. Whether anything ultimately comes from these negotiations is an open question for now, but pressure from shareholders is growing, and that puts a timer on things. If the Guillemots don't do something, they may soon find that something is done for or to them. And that brings me back around to what I said earlier. These people running Ubisoft have zero leverage. This sounds like a Hail Mary to me. They're hoping that Tencent acquiesces to their requests to be kept in charge. But if Tencent buys them out, there is simply no good reason to keep them on as the managers of the company. Their track record for products in the past several years is abysmal. and the relationship that they have with the gamers is not good, to the point that the Ubisoft brand needs a soft reboot with regards to customer relations. I expect that if the Chinese do take over, they'll have some very different ideas as to how Assassin's Creed and other properties will be handled. In fact, it wouldn't shock me if Assassin's Creed was given a literal soft reboot of the story. But I'm gonna leave it there. What do you think of this whole scenario? Drop your thoughts into the comment section below, and we will talk there. Thanks for watching me, hearties. If you haven't already, your Admiral is inviting you to subscribe to the channel and become a part of the crew. Life as a space pirate may not be glamorous, but there's always plenty of booty.